Charles County. Welcome to another episode of Let's Get Fiscal. This one's a short style. We're calling it a budget bite so that you get a chance to hear what's going on in the budget approval process for the fiscal year 2025 budget. Joining us here today, as always, is Jake Dyer from Fiscal and Admin Services. Jake, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Okay, so for the next couple of weeks, you're going to be coming in the studio once a week after you present to the commissioners, and you're going to give us this budget bite, a quick overview of what was discussed this week, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So April 9th was the first time that you've gone in front of the commissioners to talk about the fiscal year 2025 budget and what's been proposed. Yes. What did you guys talk about?
It was that presentation focused on our enterprise funds, okay. Which are funds that we have set aside that if you're a customer of that service, you pay a fee for that. So it doesn't go into our general fund and compete against the education funding, public safety funding. It's its own funding. And each year we review the budget with the commissioners and set the fees accordingly to pay for the cost.
And we have a whole previous episode on enterprise funds. So if somebody's listening and going, wait, I need more. Don't take a budget bite.
Yes.
Go back and listen to that full episode, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. So.
This meeting focused on our water and sewer fund, our recreation fund, our cable TV iNet fund. We also discussed our landfill fund, our environmental service fee fund, our watershed protection and restoration fund, which is also like our stormwater fund,
okay.
And our inspection review fund. So each fund we presented to them, and we showed the commissioners what the fee would need to be if a fee was needed to cover the budget for the upcoming year.
That makes sense. And what kind of feedback did you get from the commissioners on this?
It was more of a listening type of presentation. We really asked them in future presentations if they have changes to the budgets, that's their opportunity to provide us feedback on any of the enterprise funds for things they would like to have questions on and so forth. It's a really short, and then we have a lot of information. So we do give them like a homework assignment to review the information in more detail and come back with questions.
So it's not taking up that whole meeting time.
Yes.
Highlights from that. So is there anything that, you know, our listeners and viewers should be thinking about if these are some changes or this is new?
Yeah. So the biggest highlight would be our water sewer fund. Each year we adjust the fee to pay, and adjust rates to pay for
right.
it. This year, on average, it would be about a 3% increase to our customers.
And I noticed you said we raise and then kind of caught yourself. And I know it's an uncomfortable topic because we do get so much feedback that those rates go up. Why do they keep going up? Give us the quickest answer. And I know we've got
the cost of doing business increases. Okay. It's just like at your home, inflation, the groceries are more expensive for us. The
everything just keeps
everything
going up.
It keeps raising.
Yeah. Yes.
So it was a modest 3% increase, a lot smaller than it has been the last few years.
Good. Okay. Yeah. And I know we've got some other media content on understanding your water bill. So I'll make sure that those go in the show notes. Excellent.
Yeah.
So that was the April 9th presentation.
Yes.
You go back on Tuesday, April 16th in front of the commissioners again.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
General fund and our governmental capital improvement program.
Okay. Excellent. So people can tune in and watch it live.
Yes.
They can go back and watch the video on demand. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want people to be doing? I know you said you gave the commissioners some homework.
Yes.
Is there any homework you want our
if
community
you see anything
to have?
And you want to speak on the budget, our public hearing on the budget is Wednesday, April 24th.
Excellent.
That's your opportunity to speak to what you would like the budget to look like, just like everyone else. We have also given the opportunity for everyone to be engaged more this year with surveys and so forth, but this is another opportunity for you to speak in front of the commissioners on the budget.
Excellent.
Regardless of what fund it is.
That's for everything. When we get to the 24th, that's the whole shebang.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Jake, thanks so much for being here this week. We'll be back next week so that we can talk about another budget bite.
Yes.
And I look forward to talking with you more so we can get this fiscal year 2025 budget out there and start using money really well to make Charles County a great place to work and live. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you had any questions about what you heard in this episode, please go back and look through our other episodes to get some more context about things like the Enterprise Fund. And otherwise, we hope you'll tune in for more Budget Bites to learn what's going on in the budget approval process for fiscal year 2025. Thanks, Charles County. Take care, stay safe, and stay engaged. For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to the county's e-news. Also, don't forget to sign up for our text and email alerts through the Citizen Notification System. You can watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10, and we're streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County Government. You can also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel